This is EAA Radio, broadcasting the spirit of aviation around the globe.
I'm Farid Guillot. If you are a sport pilot and fly an SLSA or ELSA aircraft with a top speed of 87 knots or less, then the FAA requires you to receive training and an endorsement to fly. Some aircraft in this realm are SLSA, but most are experimental light sport aircraft, and currently the FAA does not allow instruction in training versions of these aircraft. At the end of 2009, the FAA was set to issue guidance on how operators of ELSA trainers could continue to provide instruction, but an interagency squabble has delayed any action. I talked with EAA Government Advocacy Specialist David Ord, who says the FAA has made a big push lately to increase transition training for aircraft in this segment, yet has not provided any regulatory means to accomplish it. Going into 2010, it looked like we were going to have a letter of deviation authority, which would help out in the flight training for the LSA category. Why is it now August and this still hasn't happened?
That's a great question, Farid. And honestly, I don't know the answer. Last year, EAA put out a LOTA toolkit. It went through the FAA. We worked with the agency and we got approval from both certification and flight standards that this was possible and this was the route that they were going to go. We developed the toolkit and we put it out there for our members. Since we released it, other parts of the agency, they had a different thought in line, and they didn't want the Lotus to be released, and therefore they said that they were illegal and per the regulations, not just. So in the interim, it's been a real fight within the agency, and we're trying to get everybody to talk together. I would say there's just too many cooks in the kitchen regarding the Lotus.
Why do we need this LOTA? I mean, what suffers if we don't have this letter of deviation authority?
Well, you know, you have the administrator here at AirVenture last year, this last year, calling for the need for transition training. Currently, we would totally agree with him. However, there's no regulatory avenue for transition training. 91.319 Part H is a letter of deviation authority that allows for compensated training in experimental aircraft. Now, that affects all experimental aircraft, that be it ELSAs, be it gyrocopters, be it warbirds, anything with an experimental certificate, that guidance affects. And so it's really hurt not only the ELSAs, the low and slow guys, especially the guys that are less than 87 knots, that have a VH less than 87 knots, but it's hurt the gyroplanes. There are no SLSA versions of a gyroplane. It's not permitted per the regulations, and so it's really hurt that segment, and we've all been waiting for the guidance. However, the FAA just has not been willing to work with each other.
And there's been a real big push for safety lately too, and so this particular LOTA would help with safety.
Oh, absolutely. You know, anytime you transition from any aircraft into another, be it certificated, light sport, you name it, we and the FAA and the agency believe that you need to get transition training. Now, the only way that you can get transition training in experimental aircraft is with a LOTA, especially aircraft that have a VH less than 87 knots. There are approximately 4 SLSAs, fixed wing, in the nation that have a VH less than 87 knots. So that means if I want to get my training and endorsement, I have to go seek out one of those 4 aircraft and find an instructor willing to give me the required training.
What work has EAA done in this particular area with this LOTA, and what, if any, member action should be done at this point?
We, EAA, has been asking the agency to release the guidance, to develop the guidance, to provide training, to allow members that have ELSAs to provide compensated training. It's important for that small segment of aviation, and it's important for our members. Now, what can members do to help out the process? I personally would say write the administrator, because, you know, let's take a top-down approach, write the administrator, and hopefully, you know, I believe he was asked the question at AirVenture, and hopefully he's aware of the situation and aware that how pivotal it is for this small segment of aviation for these guys that are counting on this.
David, thanks very much.
Thank you, Farid.
You're listening to EAA Radio.